Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Brad's currently muted, but everybody out there, thanks for listening to another episode of The Final Cast on the Paddle and Fin Network with your hosts, Matt
and Brad.
Gosh, Brad, you're already screwing it up. Yeah, I can hear you.
Lord. I don't know. Nothing was muted on my end. That's weird, but it's whatever.
It was the podcast gods not wanting to hear your voice.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Nobody wants to hear my voice anyway, so...
What's been going on, man?
Oh, not much. Nothing at all, really. Just working, and I watched some football. I've been watching a lot of football this month, so.
When you get to this stage in the season, I typically will start to migrate over to watching NBA stuff. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I watched the game. For all you Bengals fans out there, you can cry me a river. I'm just tired of hearing about it.
I love it.
It was the refs. It wasn't the refs. Burrow got sacked 9 times and threw 2 interceptions, and they had unnecessarily roughest call.
Yeah.
Which was blatant. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But whatever. I'm so tired of hearing about it. But about the same. Just working. Sadly, we haven't got to go out and fish in like 3 weeks.
I haven't been since New Year's Day.
I haven't been since December. Mine's even longer. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm like having withdrawals.
I bet, dude.
It's not doing it.
It's whatever, man. Like right now it's cold, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is, but
I haven't had the motivation to get out in the cold, so it's whatever.
Which, for everyone out there who doesn't fish cold weather, and you know me and Brad do, we talk about the dry suits and all the time, and they're like, well, they haven't been going out. There is another part of that we never spoke of, which is the motivation to still be cold.
Yeah.
Because the dry suits are great, but if we're out there and it's 12 degrees, it feels like 40 degrees to us. So we're still chilly.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And then you got to wake up when it's cold. Like I barely want to go to work when it's cold and my truck's been started for 20 minutes and it's hotter than Hades in there. And I still don't want to go outside. So
yeah, I hear you, but
it is what it is. Everyone, this episode, if you have listened to any of the words that have come spewing out of my mouth for the last year that I've been part of the Final Cast show, you all know I only fish one type of line. I don't fish any other brand. I've got other brand boxes that I have either given away to Brad or given away to other people or sold them, or I have extra ones that I spool my wife's Zebco 33 with, which now has Sunline on it as well. This episode is going to be awesome. We've got Justin McLaren here from Sunline. I don't know if Brad, you're bringing him or not. Justin, how you doing, man?
How are you guys doing? Great to, you know, thank you for having me, and great to be on the show this week.
Absolutely, man. Sure. So you want to start off the show by letting the listeners know who you are and what you do for Sunline?
Yeah, so I'm a sales guy, you know, kind of is my real job with Sunline. I have a pretty broad territory. I sell Sunline products in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Illinois. So large territory, but you know, what's great about the group that I work for is we also help with a lot of product testing or even, you know, prototype testing, let's say, of product, because the whole group that I work for, we're all fishermen. You know, I've grown up in the fishing industry all my life, you know, and really enjoy that, you know, this whole sport, you know, from tournament fishing, even to just fun fishing. So, you know, that's kind of what I do for Sunline.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. You got the dream job, Justin. Me and Brad talk literally all the time. Brad's in construction, I'm in retail. We always talk like, dude, you know how cool it'd be if we could just get into the fishing industry? I was like, yeah, just not going to happen though.
Yeah. You know, it's, a lot of people don't realize is, I think I've been gone more days this month from home than I've actually been home. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't made a true cast for a bass, and over a month, I'd say at this point. I went trout fishing this last weekend just to kind of get away and fish just a little bit. But outside of that, I have not done any fishing for, you know, over a month. So that's the one negative to our job is, you know, especially January, February, March is, you know, we're really locked up on the road, you know, doing a lot of traveling, dealer appearances and that type of things.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because we've had like Z-Man on Plano and they all say the same thing. They're like, we work a lot, man. Yeah. We're out there doing all these expos in the off season. And when the season comes, it's just like, boom, boom, boom. You're just getting ready for more orders and everything like that. So pretty crazy.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not a high paced, you know, can't fish a lot job. That still does not deter me at all from wanting to be in the fishing industry, even a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but Justin, let's start the show out with kind of how you got into the industry a little bit, just a little bit of a background on you, how you got to Sunline and things like that.
Yeah. So I kind of got into the industry some, you know, kind of in a sense, because my dad's been in the industry for so long. My dad, you know, fished the Bassmasters Elite Series. And then the Bass Pro Tour, the Major League Fishing Invitationals. So, you know, growing up in the industry, you know, always been around it, always been a dream of mine. When I graduated from high to pursue the career as a professional fisherman, you know, I got fortunate and won a lot of money here locally in a bunch of local events. And then spent 2 years on the road trying to qualify for the Elite Series. And, you know, I'd made a promise to my wife that once I'd, you know, used up all that tournament winnings money that I would go get a real job. And so this is kind of where I landed for a real job. But, you know, it's still kind of a dream job too. But, you know, it's not fishing by any means.
Yeah, I hear you there.
Yeah, but at the same time, I will say at least you got to, and I'm sure you agree with this too, but at least you got to live the professional bass fisherman dream for a little bit.
Yeah, I did. You know, and there are days that I still kind of second guess and wish and look back, you know, and go, man, I should have waited just a little longer before I did it and got a little more age under my belt, but I didn't. So, you know, now I'm here. I love every minute of what I get to do right now. You know, have made a lot of really good relationships, made a lot of cool friends, and you know, got to see a lot of really cool places. Mm-hmm. You know, haven't been on this side of the world. So
is this like you rather do this instead of the professional fisherman thing now, or
probably right now? I would honestly say yes, because I don't have to worry about relying on a green fish to get a paycheck. Because we all know, you know, there's no guarantee. I don't care how good you're on them, that you're going to catch them. You know, you may hook them and lose them, or you may, you know, they just may not bite. And we've all been there, you know, those tournaments that you go into, you're like, man, there's no doubt. I think I got a chance to win this thing. And, you know, at the end of the day, you come in and you're like, I have no idea what happened. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure you've dealt with this too. And you go out there and you're on them and you get your five fish and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to do great. And you go in and your bag is like tiny.
Oh yeah.
Like you thought it was great. And then one angler is like, yeah, I found 3/8. And I'm just like, this is stupid.
That's the thing about kayak tournaments. You can see the leaderboard almost all day long.
Yeah. It's great.
You know, it's funny you say that because it's, you know, tournament angling like I do currently still, you know, I'd say I'd get to fish probably maybe a dozen tournaments a year. So still get to fish a fair amount. The tournaments that we do fish, my boss actually comes down, national sales manager for Sunline America. So he comes down from Iowa and fishes, you know, several different events in Oklahoma area with me. And, you know, we've had great success since he's been doing that. You know, we were fortunate enough a couple years ago to win an event. But it's funny because there's been several times that we've fished together even, or, you know, other partners that I may have had that we've caught, you know, said, man, this was a really tough day and caught a mediocre bag. And you come in and you're like, good gosh, how did they catch him so good? You know, and
it's so frustrating. I'm just,
For sure.
Yeah. So before we jump into Sunline, I have my first rabbit hole of the night. In your tournaments, have you ever just like ruined everyone's confidence by having your dad as your partner?
There has been a time or two my dad and I have got to fish together. Honestly, I have spent more time in the boat with my uncle or, you know, other team partners than, you know, outside of my dad. You know, I've got to fish a fair amount with my dad, but at the same time, I would be shocked if I could honestly say that we fish more than one day a year for the last 15 years together. So, you know, don't get to spend a lot of time in the boat with him. When we do get to go out, you know, it's very enjoyable in a sense. This last year we did fish a tournament on Tabor Rock Lake in the spring. And, you know, he being multiple day mentality, like, you know, when you're a professional angler, you'll be able to catch multiple days in a row. He doesn't realize, you know, the power of the Alabama rig still. And he doesn't realize, you know, you really got to catch them all in one day, you know, just to pull off, you know, get to win a single day event. And that's one thing that's very frustrating to me as an angler is, you know, I feel like I'm pretty dialed in a lot of times to what's going on. And multiple day events, I think, suit me better than just a single day event, just because of the, you know, actually establishing a pattern and getting out there and being able to pursue that pattern versus, you know, just getting lucky and pulling up on one stretch of bank and catching 2 or 3 5 pounders off of it.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I can never stumble on a pattern. It's whatever.
Yeah. I was about to say, I used to be good. The only reason I asked that question is because I was in the Marine Corps. I took leave and went down to the FLW and I saw KVD pull in and I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna do anything today, I lost, it's fine. And then you see like someone else pull in and then someone else, I was like, I just gave my money away for free. So that's the only reason I ask. But all right,
that's funny.
I promised myself I'd try to stay on track, so Brad, start us off so I can get my head right and stay on Sunline.
So let's get into Sunline. How long have you guys been around for? How did they get their start?
You know, Sunline actually started in Japan. It's a Japanese-based company. Current day is made in Japan. It's all imported into the United States. And then from importing it, my boss himself is the national sales manager for Sunline America. So that's where that relationship all started. He, you know, had a vision for Sunline to, you know, be able to provide it to, you know, the American angler, because, you know, the American angler wants a premium product, and that's what Sunline produces. Currently, sun line is still bigger in Japan a lot of cases than it is in the U.S. To kind of put that in scale, you know, we all understand how many people know about Sunline and how many people use Sunline in the U.S. But, you know, just to think about that, that Sunline is still a larger company in Japan than the U.S. So that's really kind of a crazy fact in a sense.
That is crazy, yeah. Because it seems like everybody I talk to uses Sunline Sniper. And they
You have to remember, Brad, the reason everyone you talk to uses Sunline Sniper is because you're talking to like me, Ryan, you're talking to a bunch of JDM guys. I've been using Sunline forever, and I used to get it on eBay because it would ship from old Tokyo. And I would buy big spools of it, or I'd have to buy it online because for the longest time, if you found it in the States, it was at my favorite tackle shops, the little boat marina shops by lakes, or it was at, you know, smaller shops. And it wasn't until I would say, maybe at least for me, and now this could have been before this, I'm just not noticing it, but in the last 5 to 7 years, I've actually started seeing them in, you know, your Cabela's, your Bass Pros, mm-hmm. Field and Streams, which is now Open Lands, that whole weird stuff's going on. Dick's, like you're seeing them in bigger box stores. That's, I mean, people are starting to get it now as an alternative. And they're like, oh, this line's amazing. And they're, you know, kind of preaching to the choir of the JDM guys who've had it so long. So that's, Brad, everyone you know has been JDM for a long time. So we've been using this crap forever. I mean, I still order, like this float stuff that when I first got it, you're like, what's that? Like, this is a Japanese only product. And I still order this stuff for topwater and whatnot. And you can only get it in Japan, so.
I got you.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations, and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
But yeah, I mean, if you're going on the forums and stuff like that, I've always seen a lot of people like, oh, Sunline. So that's interesting. That's an interesting fact.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. So how did let's jump into this. I'm trying to think where I want to go because I have a lot of questions and my brain's not really super working right now. kind of what strategies have you guys used? Because like you said, you're a JDM, not a JDM company. It's a worldwide company, but it primarily started in Japan, has a much larger presence in Japan. What are kind of the things you guys are doing to kind of make it more, what's the word? Not marketable or accessible or whatever, but to let more of the U.S. market, the domestic market, know about Sunline and the benefits of it and things like that.
Yeah. So one, you know, a big thing is having a really, you know, well-rounded pro staff, let's say. You know, Sunline's paired with, you know, a lot of previous classic champions or, you know, reigning classic or defending classic champions, let's say, for instance, like Jason Christie or, you know, Kyle Welcher finished second in the classic, you know, so Sunline itself is, you know, pro staff, very, very well rounded, you know, from guys like Swindle to my dad, to Jason Christie to Kyle Welcher, you know, got a wide range of people in the, you know, industry. And the other thing is Sunline continues to develop very, very technique specific products, which mm-hmm. is, you know, very unique in a sense. They have 22 different fluorocarbon or nylon based products available to the U.S. market. You know, just put that in perspective, 22 different materials to choose from in a sense. Mm-hmm. And every one of them is different. You know, and a guy may ask, well, how do I know what to use this one or that? That one for in site itself, there is a breakdown of what to use FC Sniper for, what to use Assassin for, what to use Fine Float for. You know, what to use nylon shock leader for, system shock leader nylon. You know, and then we even have a product called Sokomaki that we released this last year at ICAST that's a strictly a backing line just to put backing on your reels. So, you know, as far as products, Sunline's continuing to develop lots of different products, you know, having 22 different nylon or fluorocarbon products. And I believe there's six braided line product, even counting what different colors all those products are available in, because there's several, you know, different colors available. And, you know, the supernatural monofilament, you know, there's an orange, there's a blue, there's a green, and there's a clear. So, you know, the array of different products that they have is really what sets us apart from, you know, the other brands in our competition, because of that, you know, that's what, you know, I really feel like makes Sunline unique.
I agree with that. And I didn't actually know you guys made Technique specific line until earlier this year when me and Matt was talking about it. I mean, you Matt probably owns what, like 10 different boxes or something like that.
Let's go into it. So you have your Sniper tried and true fluorocarbon.
Yeah. So I can give you kind of like a rundown on Sniper for, say, FC Sniper, Sunline's number one selling fluorocarbon. You know, it's available in a wide range of sizes, I believe, from 2 pound all the way up to 30 pound now, which we just released 30 pound this last year for those guys that, you know, want a bigger line to flip with, or, you know, the big glide bait guys out there wanting a bigger fluorocarbon to throw a glide bait on. FC Sniper, there's a thing that Sunline does that nobody else in the industry that I've seen does, is they have this deal called a radar chart. And I have the catalogs pulled up here. And so if you look at this catalog,
I'll put you full screen.
Yeah. So if you look at this catalog, all these different fluorocarbons have different radar charts. Mm-hmm. If you can see this one, right. I'm trying to get it lined up on my screen, is FC Sniper, the radar chart. It meets really close to all of these key points that you want in a line. This yellow interior line is kind of where it shows what the high points of this product is. So that's, you know, something that's unique about FC Sniper compared to other fluorocarbons, is it's a very well-rounded product, you know, and that's why it's so good for so many different options. So if you're out there in the industry, you know, wanting to figure out, hey, what product is built that works the best for, you know, heavy cover flipping and pitching, you know, you can get on Sunline's website and look at what those radar charts and materials that you're interested in, and then see, okay, for flipping and pitching, you want, you know, high straight strength, you want extreme abrasion resistance, you know, you want all these key features, and that radar chart will show you what line, you know, does that the best. So
yeah, that's cool. I've seen that chart before, and I was sitting there looking at it. I thought it was interesting. Yeah, nobody else does anything like that. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one thing that just kind of set, another thing that sets us apart, you know, from the other companies, is it allows a customer to really figure out and hone in on, you know, what's for him and what application.
Yeah. So for like a, just like your typical everything fluorocarbon, would you go with FC Sniper then?
Yeah. I mean, I personally would, you know, if it was just a general customer, would say, yes, just use FC Sniper. But, you know, I like so many of the cool features that Sunline builds into their products. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, we have Sunline Crank FC, and, you know, that to me is probably one of my favorite products that we build that, you know, a lot of guys probably wouldn't even think about doing with it. You know, I throw a lot of like vertical jigs, and, you know, when it's really cold here, I throw an underspin on it a lot because it has a lot of stretch built into it. And that stretch, you know, just allows a fish to get the bait better. But at the same time, you still have similar properties to fluorocarbon, and it still is 100% fluorocarbon product. But, you still have the sensitivity that comes with fluorocarbon. So, right. You know, that's what's really unique about like a Crank FC or, an Assassin. It's kind of actually a product that, you know, I think a lot of anglers overlook out there that really high end product for a budget friendly price. You know, it comes in 225 yard spools and it's got a coating on it called PIon that makes that fluorocarbon very, very abrasion resistant, has really, really good straight strength. It's also super, super slick. So the castability and manageability of it is extremely good. So, you know, but overall, if a guy just walked up to me and said, you know, what is your best fluorocarbon for day in, day out, everyday purposes, you would probably have to say FC Sniper.
I would agree with that because I throw it on everything and that stuff ties amazing. I don't know what it is, but it ties so good.
It ties amazing. It disappears in the water. It's amazing for that. Super strong. I mean, I have an issue with hook sets because I think everything I'm throwing is a, you know, flipping jig every single time. So I don't care how big the fish is, how big the bite is. I will just set the hook as hard as I can. And I tell you what, I've probably stressed 10-pound test as much as it could be stressed, and it never gives up. You kind of already mentioned it, but I kind of want to go into the difference because between like cranking and FC. So a lot of guys who were Sunline aficionados, they just use Sniper for everything because it can do kind of like what you said. I've never had an issue with any technique I've ever done with it. Obviously not topwater, which I've thrown it for topwater when I've been in a pinch and it's worked fine. It didn't float like it's supposed to, but hey, it's fluorocarbon. It's not supposed to float. But I had picked up cranking about 2 years ago and I kind of fell in love with it to where I was using it kind of like you. I was using it for cranks. I was using it for, I had it on jerk baits. I had it on jigs. I was kind of exploring what I could do with that. And what's for the people out there, because I've talked to a couple people and they're like, what's the difference? It's just a purple fluorocarbon box instead of a red one. Kind of explain the difference between other than just the stretch, unless that's all it is, which I doubt it. The stretch for crank or the difference between cranking and then FC.
Yeah. So crank FC, you know, where it really sets it apart from, you know, the other products would be the stretch built in, but there is more to it than just that. You know, again, it goes back to those radar charts that I showed you previously. You know, what are the best things that you can build into a line that you're going to use for a moving bait? You know, and a lot of guys look at crank and say, oh, it's for crank baits, but truthfully, what you need to envision crank as is, you know, whether that be a spinnerbait, a chatterbait, a horsehead, a crankbait, you know, the sky's the limit with it. But it has, you know, some stretch built into it, so it's going to allow those fish to get that bait better. It also has a product on it that I just mentioned with Assassin called PIon coating. So when you're throwing a crankbait, you know, you want it to be abrasion resistant because you're cranking it along the rocks and, you know, or dock post or whatever. So that PIon coating allows it to have a little more abrasion resistancy. And then also it's a slicker product because of that PIon coating. So with that PIon coating, it's going to allow you to cast the lure farther with the crank. But those items, you want to be able to cast a longer distance, you know, when you go to cast them to get the, you know, best running depth out of your bait, or, you know, if you're fishing ultra shallow with a spinnerbait or a chatterbait, you want, you know, more casting distances out of it. I personally have superior confidence in that crank FC. You know, I throw it a lot on a chatterbait. A couple years ago, we were at Chickamauga for a sales meeting and back-to-back days caught, you know, one just over 10 and then one right around 11, you know, with that crank FC. Paired to a chatterbait on 16. That's just bulletproof. I haven't really ever fished with a fluorocarbon, you know, that's as bulletproof as that, you know, crank FC is. So
I'm going to have to get me some because that sounds interesting. Like what comes to mind when after hearing you talk about it is copolymer. And a lot of people out there don't like copolymer. So this seems like a really good alternative for that. Like I won't ever buy copolymer anymore. I'll probably just go after this crank stuff.
Yeah, cranking, I'm same with Justin, and granted, he's part of Sunline, so he's used it probably more than me. But with Kranken, I've never had an issue with it. I kind of, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, they brought a fluorocarbon out for crankbaits. And I literally was just thinking crankbaits. That's all I thought of. And I was thinking, well, yeah, it has the stretch built in. I started looking into it a little bit. It has some stretch built in, which is great. Because I use that to where, hey, if I'm throwing it with a little bit of stretch in, I can actually use a fast tip rod instead of a moderate on my cranks. Yep. So I can get a little bit better, a little bit better hookup and things like that, and catch that fish. But I started, like I said, I experimented with a lot of things. I threw it on for chatterbaits. I threw it for crankbaits, jerkbaits. I did jigs a little bit. I don't know why. I think the only reason I switched out is because I ran out of it and I needed a re-spool a reel. That's probably the only reason I still have FC on it.
Yeah.
But I didn't notice, and you mentioned copolymer, and I kind of thought that's what it was at first. I was like, oh, it's a copolymer. I don't like copolymers. And then I was like, but I'll try it. And I threw it, and I was like, hey, well, hey, this casting is just as sensitive as fluorocarbon, pure. And it's almost, again, invisible in the water, which is like a big thing. If I'm throwing fluorocarbon, we fish for typically smallmouth here. They're the most finicky, stupid fish ever, but I love them to death. And I'm a firm believer that everyone likes to say it's line diameter. That's fine. It probably is. But I also believe the fish can see the line. So I like to go as translucent as possible. And that Kranken has checked every box for me. And yeah. I just fell in love with it. I got 8 spools just sitting in my to-go box at all times. So,
yeah, it's a great product. And, you know, it's, you know, that's one thing that, you know, so many people don't realize about Sunline is we have a product for everything. So, you know, if you're out there looking for something very, very specific, make sure to, you know, check it out. Make sure you're picking out the right product for what you're truly trying to do, because there's multiple products, you know, that we do offer that, you know, are built for technique specific circumstances.
You said those radar charts are online, right?
Yeah, you should be able to find them online on the Sunline America website. If you don't see them there, they're definitely in our catalog. So if you pull up our catalog on the website, you can find them in the catalog on the website.
All right. I'm gonna try to find it so we can link it in the description. That's what I was showing,
the catalog. So they're in the catalog.
Yeah, I'll try to find it so we can link it in the description for the listeners so people can check
for
that
sure
out. Yeah.
For sure. And this is one big reason why I'm such a huge fan of Sunline is you guys really go in depth to show the customer, like what your line's about. It's not like you look at other ones. It's like, oh yeah, this line is great and it's awesome and everyone loves it. But there's no real in depth of why the line is great and awesome and everybody loves it, other than like some super slick promo that someone was in Final Cut with and made it look super pretty. You really show like those radar charts. I don't know of any other company on the market that does anything like that, that really shows, you know, what this line would be better at than other lines. Cause you're kind of what I think, like FC, it's good for everything, but then there's certain things that, like, for instance, I want to talk about flipping. Cause a lot of people aren't super familiar with the flipping, fluorocarbon. And I just started using this in the last year. I love it. I just don't really understand the big thing behind it. I just know that it works better for flipping than anything else I've used when it comes to fluorocarbon. But yeah, you guys really go like in depth with your product explanation, which I love. I mean, I've said on other shows when companies are on, they're like, oh yeah, we really tell you what's going on. We had a battery company on and he really, you know, he has YouTube videos. He tells people about the product, and you guys kind of do the same thing with these radar charts. So I think that's awesome. That goes a lot farther than a lot of people think.
Yeah, it really helps the customer be able to pick out, you know, what product is going to work best for him or her. So
I know when I first started getting into using fluorocarbon, I was like, I don't know what to use. There's too many out here. Would have been helpful.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's another thing. I didn't even think about that or mention that. Like it's an easy way to distinguish your product against the competition. Cause like Brad says, there's a fluorocarbon of every shape, size, color, flavor, price point. There's a fluorocarbon for everything. But you guys really go into saying, hey, this would be great for this technique. This would be great for this technique, or this is great for everything.
Absolutely.
So, yep.
Well, you brought up flipping.
I did. That's where I want to go next.
So, you know, to kind of go over that, see, is it's a metered product. And what that means is there's 36 inches clear to 12 inches of a metered color. We're currently in the process of kind of switching, flipping FC over to another product that Jason Christie helped develop called Power 2C. The products are very, very similar. The major difference in Power 2C and flipping FC is flipping FC is metered portion is chartreuse. And it, Matt, if you want to show that and maybe pull that off the spool, I don't know if you can actually see it, but that product has got 36 inches of clear and then 12 inches of chartreuse.
So you can kind of see it right there, here to where it goes. Let's see. My stupid mic gets out of my way.
Bam. Yeah.
And so Power 2C is the exact same thing, but it has 12 inches of orange.
Oh, that's sick.
And so...
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
The orange, honestly, did some prototype testing on this. 1A, it seems like it shows up on muddier water better. You know, and a lot of times when you're flipping dingier colored water.
Yeah.
So that orange tends to pop a little better against that dirty water. And what's really cool about that metered product is it's almost like a strike indicator or a bobber, let's say. Because a lot of times at certain light levels, it's really hard to see a clearer fluorocarbon against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a fish may get your bait. Come off with it and you'll never realize it because you weren't really able to see your line well. Where flipping FC or Power 2C, which is the new product replacing it, you're able to see it because there's always kind of the way it falls and lands in the water. There's always going to be a section of that metered portion of it that is close to the surface of the water. So it kind of turns into a, you know, bobber for say, or strike indicator, yeah. Which is really, really neat. And, you know, high bright light against muddy water, it makes a world of difference when you're flipping bushes or flipping grass, if you're using fluorocarbon or, you know, whatever the case may be of being able to pick up that product, because we all know there's a lot of times, especially around the spawn when, you know, you flip it up against a lay down or in a bush and you're sitting there holding it and you're like, man, I feel, you know, something weird going on. And you don't see your line where that flipping, you'll see your line moving off and, you know, a traditional clear fluorocarbon, you can't hardly pick it up and see it just because of, you know, the water and, you know, high bright light or real low light, just not being able to pick up your actual line against the water. So that's what's really unique about flipping or Power 2C. You know, and if you haven't used those products are designed for up close and personal fishing, high impact. You know, and we all know from watching fishing on TV, when you watch Jason Christie set the hook, he's got one heck of an aggressive hook set. So, you know, if that product will hold up to the, you know, beat down he puts it up against, you know, it's going to hold up to about any other guy's, you know, application that he can put it against or hook set. Let's say, you know, a lot of guys, Matt, I know you mentioned, I just want to bring this up. A lot of guys, you know, want to fault the fluorocarbon or fault the line for breaking. Mm-hmm. Okay. And truthfully, what the problem is, 9 times out of 10, I would say, is fluorocarbon has a tendency to burn itself. Mm-hmm. So if you don't tie your knots properly and wet your line properly when you go to tie your knot, you're going to burn the product. I don't care if it's Sunline. I don't care if it's the other brands of fluorocarbon. Mm-hmm. If you burn the product, you're going to cause stress on it and cause it to potentially break.
Yeah,
that's another thing Sunline's done and taking steps and making sure to show people how to tie the proper knots is on our website. And it's one of our most viewed pages on our website is there's a link on there that you can click called knots and it will show you how to tie the proper knots or how to tie a San Diego jam properly. You know, it shows you how to do that. And so I can't stress that enough. You know, so many guys I watch tie a Palomar and they just kind of whip it all together, run their bait through it and pull it tight. Well, that doesn't work with if you do that with fluorocarbon, you've burned it more than likely and you're going to cause that product to break. So just keep that in mind. You know, I don't care what fluorocarbon it is. You can burn it all. You can break it all. And if you're not tying your line, you know, to your hook or, you know, together with your braid properly, you're going to have knot failure. And that's not the line's fault, as bad as I hate to say it. It is not. It's customer error. So, you know, we have put those knot videos on our website to help the customer understand how to properly tie a knot. And it's a big thing. You know, I can honestly say in the tournaments I've fished, I don't know that there's ever been a time I can truly say that my knot or my line failed me. You know, if my line failed, it was truly 1A, I wasn't paying attention to it, and it had gotten all scuffed up or beat up from, you know, not retying for half a day or two on, you know, on not tying my knot properly. So, you know, just keep that in mind when you're fishing. You know, I worked in a tackle store before I did this for 16 years. So heard all the horror stories of, man, this line sucks
you know,
from every angler in the world. And truthfully, I don't know that I can honestly say it's ever the line's fault. Where it's a lot of times the actual angler's fault for not tying the knot properly. So,
I can attest to that because I've tied a knot and I've seen like little frays coming off and I'm like, dang it, I got to retie that.
So just, you know, I can't stress that enough is just, you know, have there was a video many years ago that I saw Swindle put out, you know, he said something to the effect of, you know, if you can't trust your knot, you know, then you might as well retie it. There's no sense in like yanking on it and pulling on it. You know, that's something else that I see guys all the time that, you know, are really good anglers that you would think would know better. You know, they would grab their jig with one hand and the line in the other and like really yank it to make sure it was tight. Well, man, when you did that, you burned that material. And you really put a lot of pressure on that material. And truthfully, you need to cut it and retie it. So, you know, just keep that in mind. If you don't have confidence in how you tied your knot, maybe retie it or check out, you know, the videos that we have on the website to help you tie those knots better and, you know, get to where you confidently can, you know, tie a knot, cut your tag ends and just go fish with it. Because every time you go yanking on it or pulling on it with fluorocarbon based product dress on the materials. So, you know, that's one thing that's unique about fluorocarbon versus mono. Mono tip, you know, has more forgiveness and stretch in it. Fluorocarbon has 30% less stretch than monofilament or nylon. So when you pull on it, it's going to cause more burn effect to it versus mono or nylon's going to, you know, give more, let's say.
So do you guys put something on your line to make it tie a little bit better? It just seems like your guys' line is like real silky smooth.
Well, a lot of that's just the suppleness to it. You know, there are products that have something on the line. You know, I mentioned PI on. There's Crank FC that has that on it. There's Assassin that has that on it. And Dew Strike has it on it. And then the new Mabaroshi Sunline leader material has it on it. So that those products have PI on coating on it. Might have missed one or two other ones, but those are the main ones that's going to make it a little smoother. That what you feel with Sniper when you tie it is just the suppleness of it. It's super limp, so that makes it tie a lot better or easier. So that's what makes Sniper, you know, such a fan favorite, let's say, is just because of how limp and supple it is.
Interesting.
Oh yeah. And I mean, I'll attest to that. That's one big reason. Brad earlier this season had switched lines for just a little bit, regretted it every time he went fishing.
I still don't know why it just kept breaking off. It was weird.
It was poo line. That's just how it is, man. But when he started using Sunline again, he's like, man, this is so much smoother. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what they do, but it is way smoother than anything else I've ever used. And I've used every big name you can speak of, all the other brands. I've used them all. And I never stay with anything else very long. I'm always right back to Sunline in a heartbeat. One thing I kind of want to get into next is we've already talked about Sunline obviously makes something for everything, but a lot of companies, including Sunline, are making leader materials that are separate from their fluorocarbon spools. So you have like FC Sniper, which is the fluorocarbon, and then you guys have a leader material. What is the people who kind of like, for me, I use FC for everything, whether it's leader material or my main line or doesn't matter. What's the benefits to using an actual leader material? Like, what's the differences there?
Yeah, so it kind of goes back to the point of those radar charts, okay? On a leader material, you want the best of everything because mm-hmm. you're not putting that on your reel force. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of leader material that we build that is actually the highest end product you can possibly build. But if you spooled it up on a spinning reel or a bait casting reel, you would think it was terrible fishing line because it's not supple.
Yeah.
So with the leader material, what's unique about it is we build all those really key features into that product and make it really good at several key things that a leader needs to be good at. Like, for instance, a brand new leader is called Tornado V-Hard. And I actually got to prototype test this a fair amount over the last couple winters, fishing on Tabor Rock, really, really deep water. And Tornado V-Hard is a straight up leader material that I can honestly say it's the best stuff that I've ever used for a leader. You know, it has super high knot strength, which is really, really important when you're tying your braid to your fluorocarbon. It has super high straight strength, so you can get away with using a smaller material product because of the strength of it. The sensitivity is huge, which then pairs really well with a braided material. So it kind of almost replicates fishing a straight braid where you're still got the invisibility characteristics of a fluorocarbon. Abrasion resistancy, and it's slick. You know, where it doesn't do well is the suppleness and the stretch. So, mm-hmm. you know, that is the negatives to that. So if you put that straight on a casting rod and went to cast it, it's going to coil up and be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And you set the hook on it super hard, you know, you may not like it because it's not going to have any stretch in it. But as far as the overall performance I've had out of that line, it is a PI uncoated product. And it is a triple process product. So that means it's been, in a sense, through the process of building it three times. And in, you know, let's say layman's terms just so a customer understands, it's a really, really high end product. Now the price point on a leader material is very expensive compared to a fluorocarbon, because if you look at it, a leader material on average is going to cost you, let's say, $13.99 ish up to, you know, $20+ for 50 yards. They do come on really nice little 50 yard spools. So it's small and easy to keep in the boat if you are using spinning rod applications, but you know, to pay for a premium product like that you get, there's no sense in cutting corners, let's say, on a leader material, because it's very important to landing fish. Mm-hmm. If you have not good leader material, you can cost yourself, you know, money in a tournament, or cost yourself losing the fish of a lifetime if you're not yep. using proper equipment. So some line does offer now different fluorocarbon leader materials. And then three different fluorocarbon leader materials that kind of go towards the bass market, let's say, We do have two larger leader materials that are used for saltwater markets that are fluorocarbon. And then we have a new nylon leader material, that's for a guy that needs a little stretch on, let's say, a topwater.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Or something like that. But once you can use braid and then add, 4 or 5 feet of nylon to give yourself just a little give at the end of your product. And it's a nylon or monofilament leader material. So technically there's four different leader materials for, let's say, the freshwater market. And then there's 3 liter materials for the saltwater market. And, they all have, their own application. So me personally, though, if I'm buying a Sunline leader material right now, to use day in Tornado V-Hard, which we just released this last year at ICAST. Fantastic stuff.
It's funny because, I'll usually just buy FC Sniper and I'll spool up my reel with it. And then whatever I have left over with that, that's what I use for my leader material.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of very high end professional anglers that do that. I'm not saying don't do that. It's just, we go above and beyond at Sunline and build a product for all the different applications.
Yeah. And it's, how much is it for the 50 yard spool?
They range in prices, anywhere from, I want to say, $13.99 up to in the $20 range, just depending on what product it is. The Tornado V-Hard's the highest end product. The Mabaroshi's a brand new product, I think 2 years ago at ICAST, that it's a leader material that is camouflage color, let's say. So it goes 6 different colors. And it goes from a green, a brown, to another type of green, and is just kind of makes a camo look to it. So it's used in places with vegetation.
That's cool. I know. It's still cheaper than buying an actual 200 yard spool sniper.
Oh, yeah.
Still cheaper than buying sniper. And, it's on a really, really nice small spool, that you can just kind of keep in the boat.
Yeah.
So
perfect for kayak guys too, like me and Matt.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, it goes a long way. And a lot of things with leader stuff is they kind of get a little sticker shocked. Cause I worked in a tackle shop before what I'm doing now. And it was, they'd get a little sticker shock from leader because they'd be like, oh, I'm spending $16 for 50 yards. That's not going to last. What they don't realize is you're only putting 1 to 5 feet on.
Yeah,
you're not spooling your spool up. I'm about to say one spool of leader can last you the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All day long, depending on how much you change. So,
yeah. And if you take care of your fluorocarbon products, it'll last a long time. If you keep it at room temperature, keep it in, a non-UV environment that it's not getting UV light to it, it'll last for a long, long time. So, keep that in mind as well. You don't put a whole bunch of leader on a rod. I think most leader that I'll ever put on is I go traditionally on a spinning rod. I'll go the length of the rod and then back through the guides and then around my spinning reel twice. So then you end up with, let's say, 16 feet of, leader on your line. Mm-hmm. Well, that's nothing when you break it down in yards. It's 5 yards?
Yeah.
A little over 5 yards. And there's 50 yards on that spool. So I can do that, however many more times and, not run out of material. And that, if you put that much leader material on your rod, a lot of times that'll last two or three trips out to the lake. Mm-hmm. And for no more than I use a spinning rod, it's just like I can make one of those spools of leader material last for forever because the product's, you know, extremely good for leader material. And so you're not, it doesn't break down. And two, you know, you get a fair amount. And I got one of those spools. It's still a prototype spool from 3 years ago that I still have product on. But it's good stuff. So check it out if you're not using any, you know, specified leader material, has its place in the industry.
I'll have to check that out.
You
mentioned putting the leader material on braid. Do you guys have a braid that you guys make?
So we have 22 different fluorocarbon or nylons, and we have six different braids. We have a braid that's our newest braid called X-Plasma Sawguy. It's a PI-on coated braid. There it is right there. It's a PI-on coated braid. It comes in two different colors. The one Matt just showed the version. And then there's a dark green version of that as well. The light green version is built in the smaller sizes. I want to say it's built in light green up to 18 pound. And then the dark green goes from all the small sizes up to 50 pound. And it's plasma coated. So what makes that unique is those guys throwing an Alabama rig when it's really, really cold. Braid's really bad about absorbing water. Mm-hmm. And
crystallizing and freezing.
Yeah, and then the braid freezing. Well, that PI-on coating, even on the fluorocarbon, it makes it almost, in a sense, water repellent. So it doesn't absorb water as bad. So if you're looking for a product that, you know, you can use in extreme cold conditions and not freeze, that stuff is one to take a look at. Then you have the PE stuff. So you have PE4, which is a four-strand braid, and then PE8, which is an eight-strand braid. A PE braid, the big difference there is the cost effectiveness, let's say, that the customer is actually going to see to be the true big difference, where an eight-strand braid's, you know, more expensive to make. So you have PE4, PE8, X-Plasma. Then you have SX1, which is a really, really popular braid that a lot of guys like to use on spinning rod applications that Sunline builds. And then the last one that you have is braid, the Fire D braid, which is a sinking braid. So, you know, there's, again, a wide range of product out there for, you know, braided lines as well. That they all have their own applications. And I forgot to mention FX2, which is our frogging and flipping braid. Mm. So.
That's cool. I didn't realize you guys had a braid. I've never seen it in stores, so.
Yeah, it's great. So that was the only thing I didn't use Sunline related up to the end of, or the beginning of last year, was I was always using another brand's braid. A lot of people use it. Everyone really uses it. And then I had a buddy, Cam, Brad, for you, because you know who Cam is. He's like, yeah, I just picked up the Exani. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Like, I knew the FX braid was there, but here in Ohio, I don't frog ever. And when I'm usually flipping smaller stuff, there's not a whole lot of cover that I'm really throwing big stuff in. And I got some, and I got the 12 pound because I was like, oh, I want it backer on my Ned rig rod, and I really want to be able to see it. So I got the high vis stuff, and that stuff is amazing. Brad, you got firsthand of that, because remember when I got a BFS rod and I cast that net, you cast that Ned rig forever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, this casts so well. And I was like, no, man, it's the rod, but it's also the braid, because it casts fantastic. And that was that Exani braid. And it, I mean, I tell you what, I can A, bomb a cast, B, see everything. It's more than enough sturdy. I've set the hook harder than I probably should. And it works great. And it holds on to a leader like nothing else. So
absolutely.
I had one other question. I don't know if Matt has any more after this, but, Do you suggest like any kind of line conditioner for fluorocarbon at all, or
I mean, guys use it. I personally don't use it. I don't really think there's a need for it. Any line that you put on your reel over time is going to start breaking down the more you use it. So, you know, my best case example to tell somebody would be to, you know, change your line. You know, after so many trips out, change your line, because it does cause fatigue, you know, from trying to break a bait off when you're stuck in a rock or whatever. You know, every time you do that stuff to fluorocarbon, especially, it does cause fatigue to it. So, you know, the more you fatigue that product, the worse it's going to be. And over time, you know, when it's on a little bitty spool and in a wounded tight, you know, little spool wound up tight, you know, it's going to cause coiling to the product. So that's why you always notice when you put brand new fresh line on a reel, it feels so good. And it's all super nice. And you're like, man, this is awesome. It stays on there for 3 months and you pull it off. It looks like a you know, it's coiled up spring. So just change your line would be my best suggestion to it. I'm not saying you can't use a conditioner, because those do help at times, but you know, if I feel like I need to condition my line, I'm going to change it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Matt,
I had nothing else, man. We covered like everything that I wanted to cover. I'm trying to think. No, I've got nothing else. If you've got nothing else, Justin, go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you on socials, website, the whole nine.
Yeah, so check us out, sunlineamerica.com would be our website. And then I believe it's at sunline_America on Instagram. And then it would be Sunline America on Facebook. So check us out. And if you guys ever have any questions, you know, about anything, don't hesitate to send Sunline a private message, you know, on any of our social media platforms. We'll get back to you. I personally don't monitor it, but I'm in daily communications with the guy that does monitor it. And all the time he's communicating. So if you have a specific question about something, check it out.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in. Justin, thanks for coming on the show and taking your time to explain some stuff to us and everything. So, with that said, we'll see you guys next week, and have a good one.
Thank you, guys.
Peace.
Succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.